Today on Pilgrim Radio's His People, Sarah Comiskey, with a tribute to late Christian singer-songwriter Carmen.
Going to his concerts as a child, I felt like I was having so much fun there. Having these huge concerts, I think, was amazing that so many people not only attended, but he would invite people to have a relationship with Christ too at these concerts. And so it was twofold, of music and inviting people to relationship with God.
Patrick Herman talks with Sarah Comiskey next.
On February 16th of this year, the Christian singer-songwriter Carmen passed away at the age of 65 after fighting a series of complications resulting from surgery. His career included writing, acting, evangelizing, and especially singing. From songs like The Champion to ballads like Serve the Lord and even kids' songs like Yo, Kids, Carmen was an entertainer and at times a comedian. I'm joined today by editor of the online Christian magazine called Marked Ministry, Sarah Comiskey. Sarah, welcome to His People.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, Sarah, a few years ago, and long before anyone knew that Carmen was having problems that ultimately led to surgery and his death, you wrote an article about the five artists that made CCM, or contemporary Christian music, history, of which Carmen was one. My first question for you is, why did you choose Carmen to represent the top five Christian artists?
That's a good question. I think, well, first of all, I'm a huge Carmen fan. I loved his music. I am 34 years old and I grew up with Carmen as a child. And he really impacted my life as an entertainer, as a musician. I went to probably about four of his concerts growing up and absolutely just loved his artistry. And so throughout life, I would go back to some of his albums and just smile and enjoy his music. And I think he did something that was really interesting in a time when there were a lot of entertainers, like you had Michael Jackson, you had all these big artists that were performing. And he stepped up his game and engaged culture and said, I'm going to perform in these arenas. And I grew up with MTV. I watched that. And he really trailblazed in using that media platform with music videos, with dance, with all these things that were going on in culture. He did it. And he did it in a way with excellence that welcomed people to Jesus mm-hmm. in a fun way.
And you mentioned MTV, VH1 was another source back then. And in your article, you mentioned that Charisma magazine, that they had put him as the favorite male vocalist between 87 and 89, with 15 gold albums and videos selling 10 million records during that time.
It did. That's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
You had all these artists that were out there at that time, and he was up there, you know, in Christian music, but really kind of rivaling, I think, with secular artists too at that time that were really big. So it was amazing to kind of find out that information and seeing how he really impacted so many people.
Well, we're going to have fun with this interview. We're going to play some of Carmen's music during the interview. And you mentioned in your article that Carmen holds the record for the largest Christian concert. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Again, this is an amazing thing. You know, going to his concerts as a child, I felt like I was having so much fun there. And just having these huge concerts, I think, was really impactful to a generation that was going to concerts at that time and huge live events. And so just that he would use that to be able to engage culture, I think, was amazing that so many people not only attended, but he would invite people to have a relationship with Christ too at these concerts. And so it was twofold, of music and inviting people to relationship with God.
And he did that with enthusiasm and energy, right?
He did. He was such an entertainer. Like, so much fun. I went back and I was YouTubing some of his live shows. And I personally just remember like the live dancing and choreography and lights and just everything that was going on. It was so entertaining.
So the record for the largest Christian concerts was 71,000. That was in a Texas stadium. And then there was another 80,000 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Let's go ahead and listen to, well, both Carmen and the audience with the intro, just the intro to his song, No Way, We Are Not Ashamed.
Let me hear somebody say, no way. Come on, no way. We are not ashamed of the gospel or his name. No way. No way. We are not ashamed. We are the children of the King.
You may have been one of those voices in one of those concerts. How do you feel when you hear
Probably.
That song?
I get emotional, actually, hearing that, because I think Carmen meant so much to so many different people. But I grew up in a home that was very creative and listened to all different genres of music. And so when I saw somebody else that was loving God and able to embrace all different forms of art, whether it was hip hop, gospel, pop music, country, you know, reggae, Carmen was doing it all. And when I saw somebody do that and have fun and see that you could celebrate that in God, it was so freeing for me. And I think it really let me be who I was, because I loved music and I really appreciated that Carmen did that for people. And so I think when I hear that, I do get emotional, because it's like, wow, that was an incredible gift, I think, that he gave people to have fun in Christ and to create and enjoy music.
Yeah. And I definitely, I'm with you, especially on this next song. I actually was listening to it earlier and kind of reducing it down to size, and I got emotional. So I know exactly what you're saying. But Carmen's number one song, and this is what we're getting into right now, happened in 1985 with The Champion. But Sarah, how would you categorize, before we hear the song, how would you categorize that song, The Champion?
Oh my gosh. First, that title, right? It's so epic and such a big song. And when I was listening to it, the other thing that I appreciate about Carmen is his ability to bring in spiritual truths and talk about these things, and for us to know really who God is. And God being a champion is just a huge power thing for us to be able to know in our faith. And so it's just an anthem. I feel we have songs like We Will Rock You and all these sports anthems, but The Champion's really one for our faith, I think, that we can have as believers. So that's kind of what that song means to me.
Builds hope as it builds to that crescendo. It just makes us realize he has won.
Right.
Well, I'd like to play a portion of the song right now for you, and I wish I had time for the whole song, but here's really, and it's even the ending's kind of long, but here's the conclusion of The Champion by Carmen.
The blow of death felled Jesus to the ground. The devils roared in victory. The saints shocked and perplexed as wounds appeared upon his hands and feet. Then Satan kicked him in his side, and blood and water flowed. And they waited for the 10 count of defeat. God the Father turned his head, his tears announcing Christ was dead. The 10 count would proclaim the battle's end. Then Satan trembled through his sweat in unexpected horror, yet as God started the count by saying 10, 9,
he has won.
that crowd.
So good.
So good. Did you actually heard him sing that in concert?
I did. And there's a little bit of a backstory, I think, with that, because I grew up having a lot of anxiety as a child. And I was diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder. Didn't really know how to deal with that as a child. And in the 90s, there wasn't too many resources about mental health. And my mom actually started having me listen to Carmen, especially on the Riot album with the song No Monsters.
Wow.
And I had so much fear and didn't really know where that was coming from. And we would sing that song before I would go to bed.
No Monsters.
And No Monsters. And some of these songs, like the ones you just played, Carmen talked a lot about defeating mm-hmm. Satan, defeating these things that come to our lives that oppress us, that we struggle with. And it really taught me at an early age that God was higher than that, that I could have freedom, and he was higher than my fears. And so I think Carmen was ahead of his game in having these conversations, even about anxiety and fear and mental health. And even when you look at these music videos, you know, with like No Monsters, it was this little child who's afraid. And it shows you really how to walk through that. And I think people weren't really talking about that. And he kind of pioneered with it. So for me, too, it's something I'm passionate about today, to be able to talk about mental health and how God brings victory through those things. And I think he was spearheading that for sure. So it definitely has a special place in my heart.
And specifically for kids, because really that was his audience. I mean, we're not talking maybe too young of kids, but they were certainly, you know, under 25, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I mean, he had like the Yo Kids.
Right. Yo Kids music.
I totally remember I had the cassettes. And he was so fun. Like, I went back and revisited some of that music today. It instantly came into my mind, some of the song lyrics. And yeah. He brought the Bible to life. He really did have a way to be able to engage youth and do it in a way that was fun and relevant, and really created a bridge to be able to make Jesus accessible, I think.
Well, it's kind of fun because in our library, we have an extensive library here at Pilgrim Radio, but I found an old PSA in our library that he must have recorded in the, I don't know, the 1980s, maybe early 90s, but here it is. Have a listen.
Many believe today's youth can't handle a hardcore gospel message through music. But with teen pregnancy, violent crime, alcoholism, and substance abuse at an all-time high, I have this to say about coming on too strong with the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you're old enough to get AIDS and addicted to drugs, you're old enough to get saved and addicted to Jesus.
And I think as his voice cracks a little bit there at the end, I think that just speaks to his passion for the youth.
Yeah, and it was evident. I was talking to one of my friends who's in her 30s as well. And when Carmen passed away, we were like, so sad, you know, and we were talking about our experiences growing up. And she said, oh, Sarah, I don't know if you knew this, but I actually like asked Jesus into my life from watching a Carmen video when I was like 6 years old. And I said, I didn't even know that, you know, and she's one of my best friends. And just that is one experience, but I've been on social media too and seeing some of my peers, Christian artists today, like Manic Drive and For King and Country, they were all talking about Carmen mm-hmm. and how he impacted their lives and their music today. So I know my generation for sure, he definitely left a mark that was for good.
Yeah. And you just mentioned the Yo Kids, spelled with a Z at the end instead of an S. And he had a sidekick, Cool Cat, I believe it was. And they went through. Yeah, tell me about that CD. And it was really early 90s. But this was part of your youth. Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I think my parents got it for me, you know, the little cassette. And I would just play it over and over on this little portable thing that I had. And Carmen was cool, like no matter what. Mm-hmm. And so he's rapping, he's doing all this stuff. And then you have the cat too. So that just makes it so much better. And I think it was fun. It was lighthearted. It taught me just about the Bible. And it was such a good way to introduce, I think, God to kids and to be able to, like I said, intersect culture. Because at that time, the music that was going on is dance music. It was, you know, all these things that were happening, like we mentioned, MTV, VH1, these types of things. That's what kids were listening to. And so he really created an alternative to that to say we can still listen to fun dance music and do it in a way that we're talking about God. So I think I had a really good time with that cassette, and I actually was listening to some of that music today, and it still just makes me smile.
Yeah. And he was, like you say, he was the cool guy, but he was a bachelor for most of his life, but then finally married in 2017 to Dana. And his quote there was about not marrying all those years until he was 60 something. He said, "I'd rather want something I don't have than have something I don't want." So he's very, I guess that just speaks to how picky maybe he was. But tell me about Carmen and the style that he really set for Christian musicians.
I think he really was doing something that was different at that time. You know, he had gospel music, and that was some... Carmen really spoke to a plethora of different people at his audience. You had children that were there. You had the parents. You might have had grandparents that were there. And so he had to meet all these different needs for his audience. And that meant all different styles of music. And so Christian music at that time was changing with contemporary Christian music. And I think he really upped his game and just how he was delivering that. And even to his performing as an entertainer, just the staging, the lighting, you know, all of that is what you see today artists are doing. And he always did it with excellence. There was choreography. There was, you know, his music videos in the background. There was drama, you know, when he was playing out these things through his songs, and none of it was like scrimping in any way. Carmen went like full force with his shows and with his music. And so I think it really challenged artists today. You know, you think of Michael Jackson and all his music videos, how he kept reinventing himself. And I think Carmen was doing that. He always was thinking of new creative ways to bring out content. And it's something that Christian artists do today. The media has changed a little bit in how we deliver it, but I think the artistry was there and the creativity was there. And I think he probably inspired many different artists.
I'm speaking today on Pilgrim Radio's His People with Sarah Comiskey, editor of the online magazine markedministry.com. And Sarah, Carmen could certainly wind up the crowd with like spoof songs. I don't know if you ever heard this one, the soap operas. He's working his way through the soap operas of the 1980s, and you've heard it?
I have. I was YouTubing that last night, and it made me crack up.
I'm going to just let our listeners hear just the final portion of his spoof song, Soap Opera.
Not living at all like they should, so they go to the general hospital, and the doctors can't do no good. So they keep on with their search for tomorrow, not doing one thing that's right, and they all end up in another world, about to fall off the edge of night. Well, that shouldn't matter, 'cause after all, as the world turns, you only have but one life to live. There remains a blessed hope for you and all your children. More hope than Ryan could ever give. If we want true contentment, peace in our homes, with an end to marital strife, we must live for Jesus Christ, the only guiding light. Not one, but all the days of our life.
Well, a silly song there, but definitely, as you were saying, preaching through the culture. He's reaching the people that are part of the world that they're in.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was so brilliant. I think, of him to do, to be able to reach from that and find a common ground. I think it caused people to listen more to him.
We talked about Yo Kids, the kids CD, and really on those songs, it's a lot of forgiveness, and God's grace. Were those big themes of Carmen's music, would you say?
Absolutely. I think he probably always wanted to weave that in. And listening to him speak, I was watching a few interviews, and he always talked about how he wanted to deliver the gospel and to do it unashamedly. But I think behind it was love, to be able to reach culture. And, you know, he was going into inner cities. And I listened to this interview that he set up a concert at this place where they were having spring break. And I think he really had a love for people, to honestly want them to meet God. And so behind that is always grace and love. I think if you're going to be able to talk to people, to have common ground with them. And so I think all of his songs probably go back to those themes for sure.
Well, Carmen's publicist called his life career soul winning. In fact, Carmen was about to embark on a 60-city tour at the end of February, this last February, but that never happened, of course. How would you, Sarah, categorize Carmen's career life?
I think, like I said, he was a trailblazer, and he did things probably that weren't really, you know, ahead of his time, that weren't really happening in Christian music. And so I think that word really spanned over his music career. He was always evolving, always trying to reinvent and you know, create new things as the times changed, as decades changed. And he was willing to pivot and to move through those things to be able to be effective and to reach culture. And I watched an interview with him where he was accepting an award in 2018 for his career. And he was talking about the number one thing he wanted was to be effective and to share the gospel. And so I think trailblazing and taking risk, he really did that over his career.
It's amazing. Well, I'm speaking with Sarah Comiskey. She's the editor of the online magazine called markedministry.com. And more than music, your articles, you can read her incredible articles ranging from all things Christian. I would say all things Christian online at markedministry.com. Sarah, any final thoughts on Carmen and his life for us?
I I'm so honored today just to be able to talk about him and his life, because I think it not only impacted my life, it impacted a generation. And at the time in the 90s, youth culture, a lot of things were happening, and happening for good and happening for bad. And I think Carmen really tried to change youth culture in a positive way. And I'm just one of many that he impacted that are doing things now where we could reach a generation. So I think Carmen's legacy lives on in my generation, the millennials, but I think ones that we can pass on for future generations, that we can continue to create and to trailblaze and continue to do what Carmen did to be able to engage culture.
That is well put. As we conclude today's show, well, let's give Carmen the final word on his people. We'll play his song called Serve the Lord and just allow it to fade out. Thank you, Sarah, for being with me today to chat about the life of Carmen.
Thank you so much, Patrick. It was so fun.
Carmen passed away at the age of 65 on February 16th. Here's Carmen and his song, Serve the Lord.
Jesus Christ, His only Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit, distinct yet three in one. I believe there is forgiveness for everything we've done. That is why all the more I will serve Him. Was crucified upon the tree, laid within a bar.
borrowed tomb, not far from Calvary. I believe he rose up from the dead, alive for all to see. That is why all the more I will serve him. I have made my decision, I have staked my claim. I have drawn the line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. I believe you must be born again. John 3:16 is true. The old life can be washed away, everything made new. And I believe the love of God can somehow find its way to you. That is why all the more I will serve him. And I have made my decision, I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. And I know when Satan and his minions come to torment me, when I invoke the name of Jesus, every demon has to flee. I know the time will come when Christ returns again someday. Till then, there's just one name on earth whereby men can be saved. I believe there is a right and wrong, a time to live and die, and the Bible is the blueprint that all men should live by. I believe I'm not alone with my faith in Jesus Christ. That is why all the more we will serve him.
Of God.